afternoon. Thanks for coming back and listen so soon. Bring in the stories of everyday folks while you sit back, relax, have a whisk, coach. Here we go with the Trend Speak podcast, bringing you insight or bringing a laugh. Here's the man who might have a plan. Give it up for your host, Trent Pod Scaland.
Thank you for joining me for another week of the Trent Speaks podcast and tuning in. As always, you can find me on Facebook and Instagram at Trent Speaks. And you can also find the podcast anywhere that major podcasts are found: Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, or whatever the heck they call them. I'm an iPhone guy, and I always will be an iPhone guy. Android users suck. Sorry, Android users. Sorry for your stupid phones. All right, I'm just off ranting now. Speaking about technology, though, I am super excited to bring you this week's guest. In fact, when I recorded with him last week, I immediately said, I have to bump this guy to the front of the line because he has an amazing story to share with amazing content, and I just couldn't wait any longer to not talk to anyone else about him. Here is that conversation that we had. Excited to be talking this morning with yet another guest here on the Trent Speaks podcast. I'd like to welcome in Josh. Josh, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Excited to be here.
Awesome. So you are the founder of Green Knight Digital. Tell us exactly what Green Knight Digital is.
It is cybersecurity from a hacker's point of view. So I help businesses secure their websites and their offices from a hacker's point of view of basically take more of a... a unique, innovative approach, because the term hacker was never originally the bad guy. Hacker was an innovator, somebody that wanted to see how they can make something work differently. And that's the same approach I take to people's security, is I just like to make things work the way it's not expected to, and to take it from the bad guy's point of view. What is the bad guy going to do? Because that's one of my specialties, is cybercrime. And I like to go, okay, what do the cyber criminals do to protect their own, themselves? Because, you know, they're against the biggest enemy of the three-letter agencies. So what can I do to help my customers protect themselves by using the same tactics?
So are you taking what someone has essentially and you're throwing everything at it basically to see where are the faults in the system or where are the loopholes that I can still get in and then trying to fix those areas?
I can do that. And a lot of those guys that do that call themselves penetration testers. I like to do more of the... let's just go through it. We know exactly what your issues are for the most part. And let's just create a security plan now prior to testing, because I can already tell you, you're already using the same passwords over and over again. So let's fix that issue. Then let's fix your email issue. Let's fix your website issue, because if you're using WordPress, you probably have no security on your WordPress website. I mean, one customer I'm going to be meeting with later today, they are more into cybersecurity, but they don't know anything about their website security. And when I told them, like, look, WordPress is inherently insecure, and started showing them, like, oh, okay, let's fix this. So it's just taken, I like to do the testing bit. Like, I even offer what I call a hacker audit, basically where I go through, I do a complete recon on somebody, see all the information I can find about them, and see, just start poking holes like, okay, can I get old passwords? Are they reusing these passwords? And then show it to the customer. They can either fix it or not, but I showed them, hey, this is exactly what a hacker is going to do. They're going to recon you. they're going to then take all the information and then start attacking you with it. So I do that too, but I like to just go in and say, okay, let's just fix everything now and start changing all your practices and fixing your site and fixing your office.
So there's a lot that goes into it.
Oh yeah.
How long have you been doing this?
Well, I launched my company in April of this year, but I've been doing things like this for years and years, like I guess over a decade, not necessarily on the computer front, but on the physical security front a lot. Prior to the company, I was a special investigator doing federal investigations.
Oh, wow.
Not a special investigator. I don't remember what we call it. I was not a federal employee, but I worked for a company that did federal background investigations. And I can't help myself. And I'd go into places like a military base and show them the credentials they give me. They let me on. Well, my company at one point told me, if you don't show, try not to show your credentials all the time. See how far you can get before you show your credentials.
Interesting.
So one of my favorite things to do was to go onto the base. Because prior to this, I'll tell you what I did before that. But I'd go on the base and then I wouldn't show my credentials to a Marine facility. It was a Marine Corps building, and I'd show up roughly lunchtime. Everybody's funneling out. They're all walking out. I just walk in behind them, hold the door for them. I'm in a suit and tie with a briefcase, and I just walk in. Nobody challenges me. Nobody asks me anything. I look like I belong, and I just kept doing that type of things. And I just keep getting access like to the Marine building. I'd go in there. I'd be standing in the middle of their lobby with a briefcase, jump on my cell phone, start calling who I'm supposed to meet. Nobody's walking up to me. Nobody's asking me anything. Nobody's trying to get an identification. And I just walk around. I did that so many places.
Wow, that's crazy.
And I just kind of got like so interested in it. And it really drove me to like, okay, how can I make this a career after this job? And I kind of walked into the whole cybersecurity and everything. And I've always been into computers way before anything else. But before that job, I was in the military. So I was the gate guard for almost 10 years. And I also did a lot of investigations in the military. You know, just things happen. You got to go investigate it because you're the only police force that's allowed to do anything. And technically you're a federal law enforcement official. So the military got me into the whole idea of security. And I mean, if I hadn't gone into the military, I probably would have ended up in the cybersecurity field anyways, because I was always hacking at computers. Even after, it was more of a hobby for me for the longest time, because I love to break down computers, build it back up. First thing I learned to do back in like middle school was how to write HTML code. It was always just a fascinating. I thought about it in high school and stuff like that, of going into a computer career field, but it just, I don't know why, but I got caught up in the, oh, I'm going to go join the military. I'm going to go serve my country and all that stuff. I'm not super bitter about it, but, you know, they eat you up and spit you out sometimes. So,
well, of course, thank you for your service. You. What is it that really inspired you to start Green Knight Digital? Because it sounds like there was kind of a lot going through your head and a lot of different things that you were thinking about in terms of how can I continue doing what I love. What inspired you specifically to start Green Knight Digital?
It's just, I don't like hurting people. I'm a very I'm a protector, I guess, by instinct. And even when I was a kid, people would ask me, what do you want to be when you grow up? I know it sounds ridiculous, but I said a superhero. I love superheroes. And I've always just been the protector type. And I was like, okay, I've had other businesses that failed, and I guess they just weren't really me. But when I went into doing Green Knight Digital, I started getting a lot more clarity. I got a lot more excited about it. And I was like, okay, I can help these people. I know what these people are doing wrong. And I know how to protect these people from these really bad people that I don't like people who want to take advantage of others. I have a very strong distaste for it. And my whole goal is to help protect people, protect companies, because in my mind, companies are the embodiment of our society. If we don't have them, nobody's going to do anything. We're just going to be, we're going to have a bunch of smaller companies. They're just going to keep, I mean, you got to have somebody that's doing some type of business. And I don't like the idea that these businesses are being attacked by ransomware, by people trying to get in their websites, hold their websites ransom. You never want to be on the receiving end of that. If somebody gets in your website, locks it down, posts up something saying, pay me X amount of Bitcoin or I'm not going to give you your website back. I'm going to wipe everything out. You don't want to be on the receiving end of that. And I want to protect people. And I know a lot about computers. I know a lot about coding. And I like to say I can translate hacker speak to regular people speak. It's hard sometimes, but I like to think I can. So I like to think I'm kind of more of an in-between, not necessarily super techie to the point where I can't understand anything else but tech speak, and I can understand more layman's terms and explain in layman's terms.
Well, and as things continue to grow and develop, it really does sound like, because technology is changing all the time and there's always new stuff coming out, new ideas, new actual technology, new ways to do things. It sounds like this is quite the industry and that there's still a lot of opportunity for growth for you even down the line.
Absolutely. The military pays for me to go to college. I've been going to college and everything. And I did a class where they required me to write a industry report, and I wrote it on cybersecurity. Well, basically, we have more people. We lack people going into the cybersecurity industry, an industry that's growing faster than anything. It's the fastest growing industry, honestly, in my opinion. And there's not that many people actually going into that industry. They've actually, when I did my report back in December last year, they actually saw a decrease in people trying to go into cybersecurity.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And I was just like, I guess I don't understand why there'd be a decrease in it. But I get there's also a lot of challenge with trying to get a job in the tech industry, because it's like they want you to have college experience, but then they want you have real life experience at the same time. And it's like, which one do you want? Do you want college experience or do you want real life experience?
Just pick one.
Yeah. They have a hard time picking it. And I was like, this industry is just going to grow and it's going to keep growing. I'm on forums that I don't recommend other people being on, but I talk to these bad guys. I talk to the people that are breaking into websites, downloading databases, and I go into their world and I look at it, and it's not going to stop. It's just going to keep growing.
How do you find your I know you said you just started in April. How do you find your clients? Like, how have you found the businesses and stuff that you want to work with?
Networking. I'm a very big networker. I like to talk with people. I like to meet people because I understand the know, like, and trust factor. And the biggest thing for me is when I tell people that I do cybersecurity, I straight up tell people I'm a hacker, and some people freak out and think, oh my God, he's going to try to hack me. Even though it baffles me why people freak out like that, but they do. And then, so I've understood that I have to like meet people and they have to kind of like get to know me more because they just don't instantly trust me. I kind of get that because of all the media hype. So a lot of it's just been networking and meeting people online, and especially with this whole COVID going on, I was planning on going out and shaking hands and meeting people at networking events, and I was like, oh, I can't do this anymore. I have to learn how to do this online because that's where everybody's going to be nowadays. So it's been interesting.
So it sounds like you really have to do a bulk of your work at the forefront in terms of building that rapport, and then the rest almost comes a little bit easier for you.
It does. It comes easier because once I can talk to somebody and help them understand that I'm not the bad guy to begin with, and once I can, I guess, break the ice, it becomes a lot easier because they're like, okay, this guy knows what he's talking about. He can show me what's wrong with everything. And I did a audit job for this website designer. He actually was he's a really good website designer. And he built security into his websites. He has a lot of the same philosophy I do. And he builds security into his websites rather than most website designers you run into don't build security in their websites. They don't understand it, or they just, I don't know, maybe it's just a don't know what you don't know type thing.
Right.
And like, I run across a lot of website designers that are just like, yeah, I don't know anything about security. And they're building websites for all these people and all these insecure websites. Like, WordPress makes up 31% of the internet.
That's, oh my gosh.
31% of insecure internet. It's baffling. And I see all these startup fly by night guys that are just always like coming out like, oh, I build websites. I go into their website, and then I find out they're using WordPress. I'm like, yeah, you were building a whole bunch of insecure websites for people. But I don't blame them for it. They don't know, like, they just don't know what they don't know.
Right.
I'm just, okay, I just hope you don't build a website for somebody that is, like, transacting in some super important information. Like, I had to put I helped this one company get their website sending encrypted emails. That was interesting, but they had to deal with stuff like, what is the word for it? I always forget this word. Certain like doctor compliance, but they weren't doctors. I can't remember what they're called. Like, they have to meet a certain level of compliance of encryption. But yeah, so I helped them get their website sending encrypted emails. And that was very interesting because WordPress doesn't send emails to anywhere else naturally encrypted. So,
you know, you're going to think of it right after we get done recording.
Yeah, I am. I just can't think of it. It's just like, you know, you have HIPAA compliance. Oh, I can't remember what it's called. Not for a life from now.
Josh, I still have some more questions, but I always want to ask while I'm thinking about it and while we're on the topic, how can people support you? So if people are interested in learning more or utilizing your services.
Well, they can always go to my website, greenknightdigital.com. I do website scans for free. So there's a there is a place on the website that's on the front page that says get your website scanned or something like that. And I can scan your website for free, show you if you have any issues. And if you want to just ask me how to fix them, I will tell you how to fix them. I would rather you get them fixed and have less issues and be part of the point or the part of the 1% of people that are not vulnerable to attack. Even if I don't get paid for doing it, I will tell you what to do to fix. If you want to hire me to fix it, awesome. I'll fix it for you. And if you need an audit and you want to know what vulnerabilities you and your company have, I can do that too. That's on my website. So that's the easiest way to contact me, is just through my website.
So a few Trent Speaks related questions for you. You've been through a plethora of experiences. What is it that you've learned about yourself?
Oh man. That's
yeah, I bring in the hard hitters and at the end here, Josh.
It's a deep question, because I'm 30 something years old, and wife, kids, I've been through a lot of different things. And things I've learned about myself is I just really want to help people. And the other thing is I don't like authority figures.
That's fair. That's a good answer.
Yeah.
What would you say has been the most impactful either event or moment that's either gotten you to where you are today or shaped who you are?
I would say all 10 years of military. I know that's like a broad time and it's not exactly an event, but
it's an event.
Yeah. I would say other military agree with me that, like, you think back after you left, you're just like, wow, that was just a crazy time in my life that I was, like, it was 10 years of my life. It was a huge decade.
Yeah. It's a big chunk.
Yeah. But and it's a series of small events. But I would say that's like impacted a lot of my view of things. It's really shaped me into who I am. It makes me a dependable person for sure. But it also has made me into very questioning type person. I would say I was always a questioning person before the military, but then when, I don't know if you remember back in, back when Obama was president, he released a bunch of prisoners from Gitmo.
Remember that.
That happened like 3 or 4 days before it was announced.
Okay.
I was there when they were all released.
Oh, wow.
So things like that, I'm just like, I question things more now. I don't trust what people tell me instantly. I question everything more and more. So I'd say like that's probably made what really made me like who I am, is every little event in the military. It's made me dependable and it's made me suspicious and it's made me just a more. Yeah, it's just made me more. I don't know any other way to describe it. It's made me more.
Well, and rightfully so. You've had the experiences that have really showed why you should be questioning things. So that makes sense.
Well, I have a friend, his wife, when she met me, she's like, "You were in the military?" I'm like, "Yeah, I was in the military." He's like, "Don't act like you were in the military." I'm like, "Yeah, I was in the military for 10 years. She's like, "Really? I didn't know anybody in the military that like question authority and stuff as much as you do." I'm like, "Oh yeah, there's a lot of us."
Josh, so whether it's something that we've talked about within the last almost half hour or so, or maybe it's something we haven't talked about, what is it that you want people to learn from you and your story? What do you want people to take away from listening to this podcast?
I guess always be questioning stuff. I have seen it, and I've actually experienced it a little bit myself, is there's a lot of scammers. There's a lot of really bad people out there, and we want to believe, we want to trust people. And I don't blame anybody for wanting to trust somebody else. I mean, I want to trust people too. But at the same time, we need to keep that healthy questioning. Like, is this right? Is what this person telling me the truth? Are they trying to... I don't want you to be like suspicious of everybody like me, but I mean, I am suspicious of everybody. I just have that, like, I put people off sometimes because I don't instantly trust people. But you need to be suspicious a little bit. Question everything. Somebody sends you an email that you're not 100% about. Don't just trust it. Don't just say, oh, okay, they're right. They want new bank account information from us because it didn't come from this company to this company properly. Okay, no problem. I'll send you the new bank account information. Don't trust it. Even if it is true, maybe it's 100% true. Question it. Always be questioning, because if you're questioning your own beliefs, if you're questioning other people, you're going to be better for it. I have to say, I really believe you'll be better for it when you question what is happening. What is this person saying to me? Is this person telling me the truth? Is this person got the best intentions? Like, I don't have any hard feelings to the people that accuse me of being a hacker or think I'm trying to do something shady. I respect it because you're questioning. And you'd rather just not take the chance. I understand that 100%. And I would rather you do that to me than to do that. Or, you know, if you do that to me, you're probably going to do that to somebody else that is actually trying to do something. So just question everything. Don't just trust everything.
Essentially, be cautious and tread carefully.
Yeah. It even implies in your own beliefs. I question my own beliefs all the time. Yeah, do I believe what's right? Should I be so suspicious of everybody? And I always default back into, yes, I should be suspicious.
Well, Josh, thank you so much for coming on and sharing everything that you did share today. I really do truly appreciate it. I actually had wrote a note way early on when we were talking about how my mom is really going to like this one. She loves that investigative kind of stuff. And so she's going to really love what you had to say today. So thanks for sharing everything.
Oh, that's awesome.
Josh, so one of my favorite parts is the very end here, where I get to turn it over to you as the guest, and you get to do whatever sort of sign off you want to do. It completely makes the podcast your own podcast. So go ahead and take it away.
All right, awesome. Yeah, I was prepared for this. So.
Oh, good.
Help. All right. This is the Green Knight, your friendly neighborhood hacker. Please like and subscribe to Trent Speaks. Share this and keep listening. Thanks. Have a great day.